Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you enough.
No, I appreciate y'all too. But no, one more thing I want to note about Jai, Coach. I know you said a record. I think it was, you know, when you're dealing with these star players, and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, it's a little bigger than the record with them. I'm just gonna be real.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's also about, you know, how they plan, they style of play, how they feel they being used. Yeah. They attempts, they minutes, they uses. No, for real. Like this.
No, I'm with you. Like, and that's what it sounds like. I mean, that's what Shams said, you know, about the short spurts in rotation. He's not out there. He played 35 minutes the other night. But, dude, he was a different. You had Blake Griffin saying that basically the man was mailing it in the second half against the Lakers. You know, Chris Harrington wrote it up as, quote, unquote, quiet quitting. Like, you can't. Man, something happened at halftime of that game. They were up double digits.
Yeah, it looked like, too, that Jai's a superstar, and superstars, now from some of the clips, because I haven't been watching the whole games, but from the superstar, I know they like to, you know, have the ball in their hands a lot. So somebody went and showed clips where he had to, like, you know, pass and go through and cut and pick, and they tried to make, you know how people break their own film down on social media, but it tried to make it look like he wasn't really happy about that, but also people can cut stuff how they want to cut it too. And you're not, well, you know what I mean? You know, but this is this particular clip. You know, when I'm watching stuff and when I'm listening to people, Jason, you know, because in my field, I'm talking to a lot of people every day, right? And so my brain is already formed of, you know, people are going to try to, you know, bring some in, and they already have how they want you to look at it, right? So you have to dissect it on your own. You
Absolutely.
Know, they want you to feel like, you know, these ribs are good and these are nasty. They not just go sit them both down. They go already, well, I think the ones to the left, man, they already got most of, you know what I mean? And so you have to dissect it. But it's saying it like the offense is different. They're saying it like he don't have the balls in his hand enough. But I'm sure it'll get – I mean, they got to be around each other too much, Coach. It's 82 games in a year. I'm sure at some point – I'm guessing they at least back talking by now, right?
Got
I mean, the head coach and the star player got
to
be. So I think one win, one big game, one highlight dunk on somebody, and everything will be back, you know, good, hopefully.
Heard last thing. Go ahead and jump on this Go Tigers, Go Tigers football, big Memphis football bandwagon. We're headed to the college football playoff. That Canes train you've been on, it ain't hit it anywhere, brother. Y'all don't – Mario Cristobal. Looking very fraudulent, especially this time of year, Herd. Just come on with us. We got a big one on Friday. Go Tigers, go, right?
Yeah, I'm with the Tigers.
Okay.
I wanted them last year. I think that this could be them getting in the playoffs this year consistently as that 12th. could be what get us in a better conference. So we need that definitely to go right. And y'all might not believe this, even though the ACC is not the SEC, I would rather be in the harder conference because I feel like we do this every year. And it ain't just us, it's just the ACC. If you're the best team in it, instead of getting ready for Georgia, Alabama being focused, NC State or Georgia Tech, I always trip you up in the middle of the year. Like so you got Virginia in the playoffs right now, right? And
just
not
one
even
team. Yep, Florida one big lead. State. Not even Clemson. Nope.
Yeah, not Clemson, not Miami. So the ACC is tricky, but no, I'm rooting for Memphis. I do think we're gonna win out. We didn't already beat South Florida. That one loss, I was a little scared. I might have been a little too harsh on them because I'm like UAB. Like I think somebody like without they was like we hadn't lost to them in so many years. They ain't good. I was a kind of thought it could hurt us a little more, but I'm glad that it turned out how it turned out and it refocused us. So hopefully the Tigers can do it.
That's the plan, Coach. You're great to join us, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
He is Coach Norton Hurd IV. Make sure you are following him on all of his socials. As the kids say on X, at Dream Big Hurd, on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. I sensed that he believes that this can just be a speed bump for the Grizzlies and Ja, and I'm hopeful today that that's what we have. As the Grizz turn continues tonight against the Houston Rockets, got a 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 pregame here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Tip at 7 with the great Eric Hasseltine. We got the rundown to do, and then we'll talk a lot more Memphis Tigers athletics, the whole scope. With Dr. Ed Scott, 125, we're going to have him in here, the good doctor in studio, to talk about all the things that are going on with Memphis athletics right now. A lot of good. A lot of teams right now vying for some big things, certainly. We'll do that with Ed Scott, 125. Rundown is next. You're listening to J&J, 929 FM ESPN. Know the red flags of fraud. You need to know them. Leaders Credit Union will make sure that you are familiar with them. Fraudsters are always out working. And you might think you're secure and not be. Leaders will make sure that you are, no matter what it is, all of your accounts. Frankly, these days, once they've got your Social Security number, they can be you. You need to make sure that you are protected. Leaders can do that for you and a whole lot more. Leaders can, frankly, do everything for you that your bank is doing, but in a better way. A more efficient way, better rates on your mortgages, your car loans, everything else. Give them a try. You know why? Because they're a credit union. That means you own the place. It's fully owned by members. 70,000 plus here in West Tennessee and growing. Smith Families member. Got little CJ hooked up with Future Leaders Savings Account. He's watching his money grow. See what Leaders can do for you in your financial journey. Like we said, you want to make sure you're secure on that journey. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Again, leaderscu.com/ESPN. Leaders is your financial champion for life and federally insured by NCUA. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. We mentioned it. Get the growl ready. Rockets in town. What are they going to get, Brad? It's still there. Yeah, it's still there. Just like the joy. Just like the joy can still be there. Grizzlies, Rockets tonight, we've mentioned it, 7 o'clock start, 6:30 pregame here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Eric Hasseltine on the tip at 7. Memphis, a 7.5, went on and pulled it up. That is the latest over to ESPN bet. 7.5-point underdog tonight to the Rockets. We've talked about it. Seems, because we're looking for it. When's the big man going to get back? Zach Edey is listed as out tonight. Along with the other three that you've had, Brandon Clark, Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen Jr. Zach, those practicing. Did that practice with the Hustle earlier this week. We know it's close. I'd bring up two, continue to monitor what the Grizz do with Charles Bassey. This will be the last game that he's eligible to play on that 10-day contract. He certainly helped Memphis in the loss to Detroit, helped Memphis out-rebound Detroit in that game. Had 10 in just 15 minutes. Out-rebounded Jock Landale and Jaren Jackson Jr. by himself in fewer minutes, obviously. So was very helpful. The key here, if the Grizzlies pick him up on another 10-day, that means four guys got to stay out because you've got him on injury exception right now. If not, right, if they don't pick him up, maybe a sign that Zach Edey, his return more imminent than maybe we'd ever hoped. I mean, at one point we were wondering whether this return from ankle surgery that he had in the offseason would take him in terms of missing him until take it into December. Then it got a little bit more optimistic when the Grizzlies gave that evaluation. We're all looking at November. And, man, could you use him right now? I wasn't, I hadn't been this optimistic to hope early November. Again, if they do Bassey on another 10-day, well, then good chance Zach Edey going to be out 2 weeks. Harrington was making that point this morning, Chris Harrington on the Jeff Calkins Show, which you should listen to every day from 9 to 11 Always good and always a great conversation with Harrington. Keep an eye on what they do with Charles Bassey. Could be an indicator of how close Zach Edey is. On that Houston injury report, I saw Steven Adams, who we know well, and Jabari Smith Jr. both listed as questionable tonight. They got KD. He's averaging 26.2 in their six games. Şengün is that dude. He has become their leading playmaker as well this season, 7.3 assists per game to go with that 22.8, which would be a career high for him this year in points per game. Remember, was an all-star last year, and 8.8 rebounds. That's down a little bit, the rebounding from the 10.3 he averaged last year in that all-star season. That said, he's doing more from a playmaking standpoint, from a scoring standpoint. It's all hard to ask more from Şengün, who's obviously had to deal, too, with you got Kevin Durant coming over, who's taking, you know, shots. And so to be where he is right now, I think you have to love what you see with Şengün, his continued development. He's stepping outside, making threes this season. We've seen it. And then Thompson has been doubling up with him in terms of this playmaker role on a team. We said going into the season, well, you lose Van Fleet for the season. Well, who's going to play point guard? Reed Shepard doesn't look ready. And they've gotten it done between increased playmaking from Thompson and increased playmaking from Şengün. That said, I do think at some point, if Reed Shepard never gets ready, and you know they've got to continue to try to force that to happen with the draft pick that they spent on him, that maybe you do have to go get someone, get a veteran, get a point guard there. If you're truly going to be one of those contenders that I think is in that tier, perhaps, or we'll see, maybe OKC is just in its own tier, but up there with the Denvers, and frankly, we'll see if Houston's in that category. I mean, it's a short list. You certainly wouldn't put Clippers in that category right now. We'll see on Golden State and the Lakers. I'm not buying in yet. Health is so important with them, and they've got some of those older dogs, and so they've got to stay healthy all season long. But this thing looks real. Rockets moved up to number 5, and for what it's worth to you, in ESPN's most recent power rankings that dropped this morning, like I mentioned it earlier, through the first 5 games, they had averaged 127.8 points per game. I think scored 110 in the Dallas game, so a little bit lower, but that was the most in Houston franchise history through 5 outings. So the offense has come together relatively quickly. Yeah, you lose, you know, you move on from Dylan Brooks, who and maybe a little bit of that defensive edge, but he wasn't the guy leading you. It was Thompson. Thompson's the guy that brings the defensive energy, and one of the reasons why, you know, they could move on from a Dylan Brooks who, you know, it wasn't super efficient for them either. Dylan now obviously in Phoenix. Of the, you know, for us, that ESPN power rankings got the Grizzlies 21st, dropped 5 spots. You know, this time last week, what was it, Lakers game? Like, we were feeling pretty good about how we were managing things. 3-2 at that point. Figured that was a winnable game against the Lakers, even with Luka back, and it's just been downhill since, and thus the downhill slide in the power rankings. They got you 21st. Rather than focus on the Ja Morant situation, the one-game suspension, they talked about how good Cedric Howard's been and how he's been one of the few bright spots. Hopefully that will continue. What we say, it's 7 of the 8 games that Cedric Howard has been in double figures. Brad, what are you know, when they opened back up after the one-game suspension, you and I were most curious to see, I think I'm speaking for us both, you can correct me, sort of Ja's relationship with Isolo, that body language, what would he say after, those kinds of things. If I'm asking you about tonight, obviously the wins and losses, and you'd like to, you know, stop this 3-game skid, sure.
Yeah.
That's notwithstanding. Are you most interested in playing out tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the Houston Rockets. The last I really paid attention to them was that opening game where they were right in it with Oklahoma
That's
City.
That's right. One of their two losses is a loss right up to the, what was it, double overtime?
It was
the overtime. Overtime.
And that they looked great. And you're right about Reed Shepard. I mean, he seemed to be maybe a weak spot, but they figured that out on the rotations. But for Memphis, it'll be interesting to see if we can, I know I keep going back to it, but see if the big man can rebound, if we can help out with the rebounding a little bit more, if Santi can keep kind of rolling like he did the last game. Coward seems to be, he's got it, you know? But, you know, other than that, I think it's just a little piece here and there and hitting some shots. Ja's got to hit some shots, though, because, you know, and this has nothing to do with the attitude. This has everything to do with the on-court game. Mm-hmm. We just need him to keep him honest as far as three-point shooting because, his free throw, when he gets to the line, he's like the highest in the league at that position. So, you know, he can hit almost all his free throws. He's going to get 18 to 25 points. Probably need him to get about 30 and probably hit a couple threes.
I'm with you. You'd love to see that. If I'm Isolo, it's
I threw a lot at you there.
Yeah, well, you did.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is I would subscribe to Isolo. For me, he's got to get Ja and Jaren in sync. There's this issue of having both of them on the floor together, and how I think it was 14-minute average per game or whatever. Yeah. I heard Jeff talking about this too. There's this issue of trying to have them both on the floor together. Sure, I mean, that makes them both better. But then right now, so shorthanded,
yep,
you want to have one of them on the floor at all times.
Right.
And so this sort of splitting of the two seems to have created an issue at times. I wonder how much of this frustration of Ja is that you're not out there with Jaren. We're only talking about 14 minutes of the game. And so it is, Harrington put it is, it's a math problem, especially as shorthanded as you are. I've got to get those two, because remember, Jaren, up until these last couple of games,
yep,
where he's gone over 20 points, has been struggling to find his number two slot in the offense, right?
Yeah.
Last year, he was number one with Jai out for a lot of the time. And in this new Isolo offense, which doesn't feature a player like him, we've talked about it with all the beat writers and everything else, you know, he hasn't found his way yet. And particularly, remember, the 20-point game he had was against Toronto with Jai off the floor. He's back to number one option there. We've got to find a way to get Jaren comfortable with Ja on the floor. I don't know how you do that when you're only playing them together, 14 minutes to try to cover for this lack of depth that you've got. Now, a guy like Ty Jerome, all those guys, they can certainly help that. But back to the point about what I want to see tonight is those two operating in sync as much as we can. I realize, again, you're trying to win these games, trying to keep one on the floor at all times, but you got to find a balance. And so, you know, as much as we've talked about Ja, and what he needs to do, Isolo, I mean, it's imperative that you get your two studs. Remember, everything's supposed to be built around those two.
Right.
That's what you've done in trading Desmond Bane. Not just Ja, you've got to get Jaren comfortable. You know, he's talked about it. We haven't focused on it as much, but he hasn't been. He hasn't quite found that niche yet, especially offensively. And unfortunately, when he hasn't had that niche, and some of it's been foul trouble, but you're getting a lesser Jaren on the defensive end. So it all works together, and Isolo's got to find a way to get his two stars on the same page, I think on the court together. I realize that it leaves you awfully shorthanded if you're going to play those two together. You know, more, well, certainly something's going to happen when you come up, you know, you have to rest them.
Yeah.
You get weaker as a bench. Like, we can understand the logic, but you got to find the balance, Brad.
Well, I think if you're going to win games until you get Edie back, you're going to have to, and I know we keep going back to this rotation minute thing that Isolo's doing, you are going to have to play them together a lot, like you mentioned, and figure that out and probably play them more than you're comfortable with.
And you're off to these slow starts. Why not go ahead and put Cedric Coward in the starting lineup?
Put him in. I mean, he's scoring.
What are we waiting on?
I mean, he's fine.
And in fact, you'd have him out there with Ja and Jaren.
That's fine.
And ain't that the future? Ain't that the future that we're all hoping for, certainly, is a future with those three on the floor? Because that's what Cedric Coward has looked like. And I don't think it's some great offense to either Jalen Wells or to KCP. Mm-hmm. Frankly, what I think is it's reward for how well he's played, but also maybe time. Because, listen, I'd much rather be experimenting with what could be future starters than I am with the back of a rotation. You get my point there?
Yes, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Trying, you know, a lot of data collection, whatever. Hopefully we're out of that phase now. But my point, trying to get it done with back of the rotation guys, hey, man, it's a tough stretch. Let me go ahead and get some guys out there that are playing well, but obviously represent the future of it as well. So maybe again, you know, there's Ja Jaren getting them on the same page, but having Cedric Coward in the starting lineup, a guy that's playing as well as he is, maybe that gives you a little bit of juice, and it's also the future. You hope if Ja Morant is still on board.
Get him in rhythm. Yeah, get him in rhythm. And he's obviously looked like he's played under control. Just the eye test, like when you watch Coward.
Yes.
Yeah. He never doesn't force. You know, even with Gigi, when we were trying to kind of force Gigi into the lineup over the last couple of years, by the way, Gigi asked to go down to the G League so he could get some run, which is actually very mature for him to ask to do that and be cool with that, because he doesn't have to do that. Coward, on the other hand, has looked like... You know what I'm saying? Like, when you watch him in the game, because of his length, he can sneak his hands in there. He can get his hand on trying to block shots.
He's a factor on both ends.
He never plays outside of himself, it feels like. So it's like, I'm down with starting Cedric Coward. Why not?
But you're beyond his years. And it stands out. It really does, especially when you think about it, compare it to the Gigi Jackson saga of
That's the comp.
Can we get through the immaturity issues?
Yep.
You see this rookie, older
yep.
rookie,
yep.
but clearly that seems to be a guy that's been here in this league for 2-3 years,
maybe longer.
I didn't
expect this, to be honest with you. He has outperformed my expectations.
It's funny you're saying that. I didn't – I you heard it in the interviews What you didn't know was that it was going to translate and be the same on the court,
yeah.
that he would be this wise man.
Yes.
You know, the same maturity that he showed off the court in the interviews in the preseason.
Yes.
That you see it in his play. I'm with you. You see it in his play, not forcing, making the right decisions for the most part. I mean, he is still yes. a rookie. But then, too, the want-to on the defensive end, you don't, you know, there are how much want-to has there been for G.G. Jackson on that end? You're already seeing it. Here's the other thing. He's continued to stick his nose in there for a team that needs him rebounding right now.
Yeah.
So he knows the needs and he addresses them. I agree with you. He's looked anything but a rookie.
And it's one of the frustrating things about this just Ja stuff. It's like we forget we're not giving enough attention to Cedric Cowher probably because it's logical because that's the story. But we're not talking about Cowher as much.
I think Sane on Friday talked me into just go ahead and sit KCP. Like who
makes sense? I know he's a vet.
He's a two-time champion, but you know Jalen Wells is a part of your future. I'd been on the other side. Jalen's small forward. He said looks like a small forward. He can also play the two though.
Yes.
And the point would be with the way he's shooting right now.
Yep.
I think it's still over 50%.
Yes.
KCP doesn't have the shot necessarily, no. And I'm not losing anything defensively. In fact, I'm probably stepping it up a bit. I mean, KCP can't guard Zion.
KCP, at the last 10, 31% from three.
So I'm saying, I mean, he can find right it, third, maybe a little bit of pressure off of him. He can come find it off of the bench in that Ty Jerome sixth man sort of role right now. I think that's who I would sub him out for right now. Keep Jalen out there. You're doubling down on defense on the perimeter with those two out there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe combating these slow starts offensively that have plagued you in this three-game losing.
I'll tell you this. If he could start tonight, and you may disagree with this, he could guard Kevin Durant.
I'm putting him out. You've already had him in the fire against the Zions, the Stephs, all the Kay Cunningham. He got some time on, so why not?
Why put him on Durant? Yeah, I mean, he's long.
You're gonna need.
It's like when we did when we were doing it before. We've done small guys on him.
Jalen Wells can't handle that assignment alone.
No,
Kevin. Frankly, you don't want Jaren Jackson Jr. handle that assignment. It's gonna be foul city.
Yeah.
So you better believe you're gonna give your dog, who's shown a willingness to guard anybody in this league, a chance to guard Kevin Durant and get a taste of what it's going to be like. I mean, you're talking about one of the purest scorers in NBA history and a guy who's, you know, a guy in Cedric Cowher who's shown, man, I'm not scared of anybody in this league. Just go ahead and put me out there and we'll see what happens. So Grizzlies tonight at 7 o'clock, Houston Rockets. Hopefully there'll be some joy. Hopefully there'll be a win and you'll stop this three-game skid that you got going on right now. Ohio State, number one team in the first rankings released Tuesday by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. Topped Indiana, topped Texas A&M. I've heard the case. I've said it, mentioned it their first hour for both Indiana and Texas A&M to be number one over Ohio State. I'll be real honest with you. I don't care right now. It's the first ranking. We'll get to what we care about around here. But three SEC teams right after the Aggies. Alabama's number four, Georgia at five, and Ole Miss at six. I'm pulling for Ole Miss in this thing. Truly, truly love the job.
That's a lot of heart from you as a Memphis fan.
Yeah. No
It'd
hate
be
there.
Nice to see a Memphis, if Ole Miss got up there.
Ole Miss could end up with a five, and you'd be playing them down in Oxford.
That would be cool.
Which would be much better.
Memphis
just in
fans
terms
would
of
love
the back and forth there. You're going to make that trip much easier than you would to Georgia. So I'm pulling for Ole Miss to make it. Love what Lane has done. It's a healthy respect as opposed to some sort of love fest. All that said, they are, as we said, number six. You've got BYU, Texas Tech, Oregon, and Notre Dame rounding out the top 10. Some got a problem with Oregon being in there because of their record strength, lowest ranked in terms of that record strength. But again, top 10, I'm not worried about it. Knew Memphis wouldn't have any chance being there. I had hoped that Memphis would be there at the bottom of the top 25. And wasn't. Tennessee's got that last spot. We talked about it their first hour. Not overly offended because no Group of Five team was in it. And more importantly, I mean, you do have the loss to UAB. Mm-hmm. And your win over Arkansas, which, let's be real, y'all, was a miracle. Thank God for, I believe it was Chris Bracey forced that fumble. If not for that, I mean, you're sitting there with two losses right now. And so the non-con, that part of it not so strong. Then you've got one of the worst upsets in college football. That said, look at the win over South Florida. You're happy with where you are right now. You are the pick because you've got those big games here, whether it's Tulane this week or Navy. I mean, Brian Silverfield teams have performed well at home. Then you've got the I don't even want to address it, but we know. My voice changes every time I talk about a very scary game against Greenville sandwiched in between those two.
You've had your flag up on this from day one.
Yeah, that I wanted, when I looked at the numbers the other day in the American, I wanted some of the numbers to say, okay, well, maybe you've been worrying too much about ECU. They're number one in defense.
Okay.
Like, the numbers only seem to cement what we thought, which is you better be paying them some respect, because they could derail, absolutely, especially with the loss to UAB already, they could derail your season. For the SEC, they led the way with 9 teams ranked in that top 25. Big Ten had 7, including, as we mentioned, those Ducks, who I'm not sure on. Oregon this year, I'm kind of out on, to be honest with you. But
is it the game at Indiana that just really took care of business?
And then Dante, I like, but I'm not sure he's a guy that's going to lead you through a college football playoff.
Yep.
Is my point there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But like we talked about, it's so great to see Memphis still in that bracket as the 12 seed right now, that with them, they had their 5 seed as Georgia. So great to see that last night on the release. But we'll continue to monitor. Each week we'll have more to talk about. This is a television show. They've made this where they can move pieces around, and you can guarantee that they will going into this. But for the most part, Brad and I didn't have any major problems.
I didn't hear as much national bitching, for lack of a better term, about this one.
As usual?
It seemed like people were pretty chill about this one.
Yeah, I listened to Feinbaum this morning, and he said, keep in mind, folks, this is a show. They want us to talk about it. Now, he's one of the talking heads telling you. So with the selection committee on some of this stuff, you can understand. They want you talking.
Yep.
They're going to put some things in there that look, hey, why not have Texas A&M at the
front? Right,
well, they've
made
it where they can move those pieces around in these weeks before.
It's a little flexibility.
They want you paying attention.
Yeah.
And I think they've built a top 25 that will keep you paying attention, because there are things that can, pieces that can be moved there. Keep in mind, it's still a television show.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Yep. Thank you.
Last night, obviously Memphis and Penny Hardaway won't open up until Saturday against San Francisco. You know what? Side note.
Yep.
Did you send me a text this morning that said UNLV lost?
I wondered if you'd go here or not.
I'm going to be very careful.
No, I want you to go there. I want you to go there because I purchased tickets.
No, please.
To
educate
see.
Us.
I purchased tickets last week after you and your partner, John Martin, said, you're not a fan. You're not a fan of the UNLV Runner Rebels.
Are you a member of the family or not?
Are you in or out? And I said, I am in, and I purchased my tickets. Now, that was before what I saw this morning, because I didn't stay up to see the UT Martin UNLV basketball game.
Martin?
Yes.
Down the road,
yeah, this
UT
is not,
Martin.
Not the orange one. We're talking about the damn Skyhawks over here in Martin, okay?
Yes.
UNLV favored by 17.5 at the crib, got beat. Josh Pastner's Rebs got beat by UT Martin. Now, I am not going to defend it. I am not going to defend this loss, because
Josh.
Memphis is going to beat the hell out of that team when they come here on the 16th, and I'm going to be there to watch it in red. But, now, hear me out on this. UT Martin isn't exactly the old UT Martin that you know. Now, they're
Lester Hudson ain't over there,
no,
is he?
No, but they've got every foreign country represented on this thing. It's like the women's soccer team at Memphis. Like, it is the United Nations.
Women's soccer team is number 3 in the country.
Yes,
I'm not comparing the ranker.
I'm just saying they have diversified the roster at Martin. They've went out of the box because they have to.
Josh for a loop, huh?
So I think they had some foreign players. Also, UNLV, now again, I am not defending this. They suck. They suck, they suck, they suck. But they did have like 3 players that were scholarship players injured that they couldn't last, they couldn't use. So.
Brad, Tennessee Martin, 297.
They suck. No, we're screwed. I mean, Josh has got his hands full. Now, Memphis now, on the other hand, I actually think we're somewhere closer to the middle than we think. Like, everybody's talking about the Auburn win that they just barely got in overtime. Was it Bethune-Cookman?
Mm-hmm.
And that they didn't look good, and they took care of business against Memphis and Atlanta.
Hart said that team's full of superstars.
Auburn?
No, Bethune-Cookman, remember.
Oh, yeah, anyway, I heard that. He's a little bit like
the
Deacon.
He
knows where to gas.
He's
the gas
with
meter.
The Pearl family.
Yeah, Little Pearl. By the way, I'm out on Little Pearl, just for the record. He ain't gonna be no Bruce Pearl. He's not out the sideline dog cussing these players like his dad.
Oh, I'm curious to see if you're still going to use your tickets, because that Memphis UNLV game, which is scheduled for November 16th, is now it's now projected as an 86-73, a 13-point Memphis win after that loss to UNLV. for Josh Pastner on Tuesday. This is not poking any sort of fun. Because as I told Brad in
Keep it real.
I will not clown on you because I don't want to jinx Memphis.
Basketball gods.
That's what I said.
It's basketball god stuff.
So I'm not touching it.
No, I get it.
I wanted it noted.
Yep.
And also partially because of the geographic connection, it was a UT Martin team that went to
So my wife asked me about the $210 worth of charges for those tickets because I bought good tickets. I bought $70 tickets, three of them.
You got three for the whole family. You're taking the whole family?
I'm taking Stacy, Jake, and myself. We're sitting right there behind the bench. Josh Pastner going to be right in front of us. All right? So I'm going to be right there in the corner.
I hope y'all got some wins
why is there a $210 charge for you Memphis Tigers tickets on the 16th? And I said, honey, we're going to the Kooky Canuck, and then we're going to the game. And she said, that team sucks. And I said, I was listening to Jason and John, and they said I need to buy tickets and be in the house to see this thing.
Josh should refund you for those tickets after this loss.
It reminded me of when you bought Memphis Hustle tickets. It reminded me, remember that year where we're like, man, we got a new minor league basketball team.
No, I like it because you're gonna watch Penny bone this UNLV
team. Beat the hell out of Josh Pastner.
Yeah, yeah, and you're gonna have to come over once and for all. You're gonna have to leave the family and be a contributing member to this Memphis Tigers bandwagon.
And so, there's no losing in this game because it's the Memphis Tigers. So I win either way, I guess.
This was the college basketball story I'd intended to discuss. I didn't mean to have you so high in the rundown. Really didn't want that to be sort of a making fun
but,
of
but
Brad
you know
and
what?
UNLV
Memphis
team,
but, needs them to be good because they need their non-conference to be good. Because if they're going to beat them, they don't want them to be slaw. That's what sucks.
Good call and good point. This does not help Memphis whatsoever.
It doesn't help Memphis them sucking.
Them losing to UT Martin, a 297 team over at KenPom.
Thank you.
In terms of Memphis'
schedule.
They
need to be good when Memphis beats them so that their ranking and their KenPom and all their metrics are up, and that's just not going
to
happen.
100%. One team doesn't have to worry about KenPom or ranking or anything else because by the time it's all said and done, they're always up as a high seed. Duke, last night I was watching because I wanted to see Cameron Boozer, one of three guys that The Athletic says is up. You know, for that top pick, Cameron Boozer, son of Carlos Boozer, obviously, A.J. Dibansta that's at BYU is one of those. And then the guy The Athletic has number one right now, John's talked about him, Darren Peterson, that 6'5 guard.
Yeah.
I think I even heard Drew Hill talking about him the other day. Kid out of Kansas right now is number one. But it's those three guys that we're looking at right now as sort of the top tier. And Cameron Boozer in the first half was awful. Especially offensively, 6'9", big boy. I mean, he looks a lot like his dad out there. In terms of physically and everything else, maybe even a little bit bigger, but he got challenged at halftime by Shire, and rightfully so, last night against Texas, and he basically went off in that second half, finished with 15 and 13. I know 10 of those were after halftime on those rebounds. I know maybe the 15 and 13, Jason, you stopping for 15 and 13. It's because when he turns it on, he's unstoppable.
Yes.
And I want to go watch Dibansta this year. And
he looks good.
I want to go
21 on Monday, by the way, for Dibansta.
I want to watch all of these guys and see what they. But in that second half, you could see it when he could not be stopped. He's got a low post game when he's going to the basket. Unselfish guy makes plays for others. And at 6'8", you know, it looks like a power forward in this league. And was very impressive. He got the this was a Vitale Classic, Dick Vitale Invitational that they did at the Spectrum Center. So they had Vitale on the game and everything else. And I don't know. I mean, I guess it went well, but it was very uncomfortable for me to watch. You know, they gave him a player of the game. No. I don't mean in the way you think I mean it. They gave Cam the Dick Vitale player of the game. And had him sit next to Vitale for an end of game interview, a post game interview, and everything else. And then ESPN has to force the question to Cam: right. How proud are you to have won this award named for Dickie V, who's done so much for college sports? Now you talk about professional. You know, Cam, who's obviously grateful, said all the right things. Man, you're a legend, Dickie V, because you know he's right beside him.
Yeah.
But when you force it like that, it can get uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I realize, well, you're giving the kid an award. You hope he's going to say all the right things. But you're sort of forcing it down our throats, and you're sitting him next to the man.
Yeah.
You know, the thing's named for. It's just, it was a tough spot. It felt like to put Cameron in. But, boy, did he handle it so smoothly. I guess I should have expected it. He's had cameras in his face for most of his life.
Yep.
He's the son of an NBA player who had cameras in his face in the locker room most of his NBA career. Mm. And so I probably should have expected it. But listen, Don't get me wrong, because I knew where you're going, and I hate that I even started like that, because I don't want it to sound like
like our Jerry Lawler
like
conversations
I'm talking about
Lee and
Corso
stuff.
Or Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
No, man. The as long as we can hold on to Dick Vitale and he wants to do it. Listen,
this is keeping him alive.
I agree.
I mean, like this energy from doing these things,
and unlike some of the maybe that end of game post game interview was a little uncomfortable, at least for me. I'm probably putting too much stock in it, but on those games, man, I still hear old Dick Vitale.
Oh, sure.
Like, because I hear the enthusiasm. Yeah. And the voice, certainly, with through the cancer and everything else, it maybe changed a little bit, and he can't get as high.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still sharp.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, during the broadcast, I didn't notice at all. Dick's not slow.
Yep.
He doesn't seem like he's overly struggling. Now, he'll reference it quite a bit, and he'll say, you know, these are tougher for me to do. And so a lot of times you'll notice it because he's talking about it. But just doing the game,
interesting.
Man, it was all Dick Vitale. It felt like old days. And so for as long as we can have him, and as long as his voice will hold up, and as long as he, you know, loves it and it keeps him super sharp, and Brad, you might be on to something, keeps this man alive.
Oh, I believe it.
I do. I think he lives, breathes, and eats it.
A local comparison would be Larry Ray. I don't mean to bring that up, but like that guy, I mean, the guys of that era, who, especially if you get into your 80s, man, like you got to have a purpose.
Yeah.
So I think for Dickie V, man, it's like all about college basketball.
Cameron Boozer, what they say of him, I was reading a piece over at The Athletic real quick about who might go 1, 2, 3 in that draft. Most productive player in the freshman class. No player has been more dominant statistically in his age group in 26 games tracked on Synergy this past year at Columbus High in Florida. We mentioned it. He was there with Cello Jackson there. Boozer averaged 22, 11, 3.5 assists while shooting 55% from the field. He's elite, it goes on to say, and will be a winner at every – he's been a winner at every single level and will continue to be one in the NBA. I'm just saying, if that Phoenix pick
– yep.
Right now I'm focusing on Phoenix. It could be arm pick.
Good.
Again, we're going to get the joy back, and we're going to get reinforcements back, and the higher lottery pick hopefully will be that of Phoenix. But if it's that high, if it's maybe 3, then maybe a Cam Boozer. What, a 6'8 guy? You put him next to Jaren Jackson Jr., you need somebody to rebound?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
What about this kid, Dibansa, the guy at BYU?
Dibansa.
I mean, he's tall, like really tall.
Yeah, he's a different kind of player. And again, I haven't watched him. I haven't watched him as much, but he's a wing. You know, he's a guy that you're going to have out there on the wing now. And you've got Cedric Howard, who you like. Now, would he be an upgrade over Jalen Will? Yeah. Yes, he would.
From what we've seen so far.
So if Dibansa was available right there, you'd look at him as hard as you're looking at Boozer. The issue with Boozer is he's redundant because you're talking about having to put Jaren Jackson Jr. in center.
That's the problem.
And Jaren Jackson Jr. is a max big. He's your power forward who you need beside a center. And that's not what Boozer is. So you might be looking at a Dibansa, whether it's to put, you know, at the 3. And have Jalen Wells coming off the bench.
Yep.
Or you might be looking at Darren Peterson. I just don't know that you're going to have a chance to draft Darren Peterson because the Athletics got him number one right now, the 6'5 guard out of Kansas, just 19 years old. Those guys are going to be they label all of them as but those three in particular as potential franchise changers. Wouldn't it be something if you end up getting in that potential range with that Phoenix pick? You could turn some things around real fast. That's why I said – and we said about Ja, we said about this situation, it could get rocky this season. You got to have patience.
Yeah.
Because there's still enough flexibility there for Memphis to do something, whether it's trade deadline, whether it's in the offseason. You've got these picks now that you acquired off the Desmond Bane trade, one of them very, very valuable. So eager to see what happens with Cam Boozer. But we'll be watching that all season long, and I can't wait to get my eyes on Dibansa and Peterson. One more. Last night I stayed up to watch it, probably so you don't have to, as John would say.
Mm-hmm.
This was not sports. It was Squid Game The Challenge.
Oh.
Now, Squid Game The Challenge is different from the actual South Korean series Squid Game, which was one of Netflix's most popular shows. Squid Game The Challenge is real people. They don't kill you, but you got this thing on you. It's built in, and you wear it underneath your shirt when you're one of the 456 competing in this thing. Did you ever see Squid Game?
No.
Okay, well, it's, you know, you're playing for a bunch of money. You got to have alliances. Mm. Sort of a survivor, but it's the evolved type of survivor that nowadays and you have to, you know, all these challenges or whatever else. But the prize is a real now. It was a movie.
Right.
Okay, they've done a couple of different seasons of that. Now they've taken the movie and made it an actual contest where you and I could enter.
Oh, wow.
And go compete for this $4.6 million. Okay, now a lot of the events and stuff are based off the stuff in the movie. But as they've continued to do this stuff, and Netflix premiered it last night, this is season two of The Challenge for real people like you and me. As they've continued to do this stuff, they've had to go away from some of the events and get more creative and come up with new things. So I always tell myself, I'm not going to get sucked into this like Brad. I'm going to stay on the outside. I don't care about no damn Squid Games. You're not going to pull me in with any of the real stuff or the fake stuff. That's typically what I tell myself. I've seen it. I've seen all the events and everything else, all the games. There's nothing I haven't seen at this point. Alliance is broken, all that. And yet, once I turn it on, and my wife did last night.
You got caught. You got caught.
It sucked me in.
Yep.
It sucked me in.
Yep.
456 players playing for $4.56 million, as I said. And according to Netflix, season two contestants range in age from 21 to, bro, they had a 77-year-old out there. Wow. They had some toupees. So what I'm saying, anybody can compete.
Toupee meaning like you put the hairpiece?
Yes. That's how I'm saying. Some of these folks were older. They had toupees.
Like me.
And then you had some that don't care no more, just straight bald.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it,
old
the age range. Yes, but old folks can win.
Yeah.
Because not all of the challenges are necessarily physical.
Okay.
You had nurses, you had bartenders, you had an NFL cheerleader, a former NFL player, retired bomb technician.
Okay.
This is something that Brad, me, or you as a listener could enter. All of these participants are from all around the world.
Yep.
You had them as a lobster fisherman is there in there as well. And there'll be new episodes every Tuesday. What it makes you do, Brad, if you'll just give it a chance. If you'll just give it a chance, what it makes you do is think about, man, would I lose it in that situation?
Yeah.
Could I hold my stuff together? Could I keep it together for my family and get that 4 point? Because they put you through heck.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the other word. I'm trying not to say that.
I got you.
They put you through it mentally, physically, and everything else. And what it leaves you asking, because again, you've got 40, you got people, me and your age.
Yeah.
And they're not all getting beat by the younger, faster, physical. It makes you ask yourself, could I win this? And Brad, if you'll give it a chance.
So,
maybe you'll get sucked in like me.
I unfortunately was the second viewer on Netflix last night. My wife was watching another Netflix special that debuted last night. This is what the white folks I think are watching is this Leanne Morgan thing. Have you ever seen Leanne Morgan, the comedian?
Yeah.
They debuted her new Netflix special last night.
Okay.
And it's called I'm Every Woman. She's the Southern woman. You can just probably figure out.
Man,
you know.
I appreciate that. You know, with my mom gone now, I'm not in contact with many white women. And so,
it's my wife from Mississippi.
I never know what y'all are watching.
Well,
as
it's
you
my
said.
Redneck.
You said this is what the white folks were watching.
My redneck wife from Mississippi, Coldwater, Mississippi. Shout out Independence High School. They listen. She's like, I think Leanne Morgan's got her special on tonight. I'm like, what the hell is Leanne Morgan?
Oh, yeah, you wasn't doing no Squid Games with Leanne Morgan on there.
No, so we had to have, I was on the two view here.
Is she the one with the...
She's really Southern, Southern chick.
Not lewd. She's not the woman from the time.
She can talk about the big panties, you know, and all this.
I'm thinking about a different one that was at the Tom Brady roast.
During the break, pull up
one.
Leanne Morgan. You'll actually recognize her when she starts. Her real Southern, you know, like my mother-in-law. Yeah, like deep South. Yeah,
Doesn't sound like Brad's going to be entering to try to be a participant anytime soon.
I like what you're
game.
Watching, though. You've convinced me that I probably should watch it a little bit, but I'm scared because I don't want to get sucked into like one of these. You know, serial game show type things.
It did take away from my actual production last. There were some things I had to work on show today. It does take away from your production. That's the danger of Netflix. If it gets you, it'll hold you.
The only productive thing I got when I went upstairs to the Super Box was I turned it on NBC and watched Desmond got his butt kicked by the Hawks last night on NBC.
I get the sense that a lot of people are enjoying the early season struggles of the Orlando Magic, especially here in Memphis.
I get that sense, too.
But you rooted for Bang.
I get that sense, too. But one of the things you get with that team... cohesion, and it's early. You have the whole season to grow together because you got leaders on a team, so it takes a little time.
Hawks better without Trae Young. I said it before the season.
I think that's fact.
I said, don't give him the contract extension. Trade him.
That is
they are better. That team, because I saw part of it. I didn't see the part that you said where Desmond Bane was throwing folks down or whatever else, but that Jalen Johnson dude, that dude is legit.
He's a stud.
They got Richey. They got Porzingis. Dyson Daniels is the defensive menace.
Oh my God,
led the league
long.
In steals last year. And Trey is not playing.
No.
And they are now winning after a slow start with him in there. They are better without him, literally on the floor right now.
It's facts.
And then you can see what you can get for Trey. I wouldn't let him come anywhere near. In terms of the actual on-court product, I would be ready to move on right now if I'm Atlanta. I have seen enough.
I think you've got it.
They got something right now, and think about what they could add. Remember, too, they have New Orleans' pick because they allowed New Orleans to come up. It's unprotected. New Orleans is going to be bad this year.
They finally won last night.
They don't need
Trae
Young. No. I certainly ain't saying I don't want Trae Young here in Memphis either.
No,
I heard some folks talking about
that
mess.
Too. I heard that, too.
You never want Trae Young here.
No.
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 It's not personal. This is knowing that dude doesn't make anybody around him better. It's a bunch of hollow stats.
Facts.
I've watched that man. You think Ja Morant's like arrogant and sometimes self-centered or whatever else? That dude's on a whole nother level.
I agree with you.
And he doesn't make players around him better. Frankly, I don't know if he's got joy. I don't know if he's ever played. His joy is when he puts up a good line, even in a loss. Throwing the ball at the referees, whatever else. I don't want it anywhere around here. What I can't wait to do is get Ed Scott around here. We're going to do that about 1:25. We've got a ton, you can probably tell. Super excited to talk to him about what's going on with Memphis Athletics right now. Football team, big one against Tulane. Women's soccer, number 3 in the country. They play their semifinal in their conference tournament tomorrow. For them, yes, it's about an American championship, another one, but it's even more so about getting a high seed in the NCAA tournament as the number 3 team in the country. Are we looking at a possible 1 seed? We'll talk to Dr. Scott about that and much more their third hour. A lot more to do, including the story about a Memphis high school coach getting arrested in a drug sting. This didn't happen when I was covering preps at the CA.
No?
We'll do, yeah. I guarantee you it did. Well, maybe I just wasn't enough of a sleuth.
No, that's all good.
Maybe you just didn't have coaches operating that way. This guy was going to coach a high school all-star game. It's a pretty crazy story. We'll talk about that and more when we get back to listen to J&J 929 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ESPN. Hopefully you got love in your life. I wonder if you've got live love in your life, though. That's a special team. It's a special kind of love. It's Jennifer Carstensen and her team of the Live Love Memphis group. They're in Nashville now, DeSoto County. They can handle you. I'm talking to folks, parts all over. Jennifer Carstensen is wonderful at what she does. She's an expert, and her success has led to her team growing so much so that they now speak Spanish and Mandarin over there. No language barrier will stop them from getting the most money for your home. There's a key in that. And the key, as they did for me in 2018, is pricing it correctly from the get-go so that you're not stuck out there having to wait, having to decrease the price. You know, you're doing showings, nothing's happening, nothing's shaking, as we used to say. Jennifer Carson's going to make sure that it goes quick because it's priced correctly. I'm partial because she did it for me. But frankly, I think there should be a live, love sign in every yard where you're planning to sell a home. It'd be a better place. Memphis would be a better place because your home would be getting sold for top dollar. And if you'd like she did with us, she'll help you on that buying side as well. I promise you, it may sound super smooth. This might sound like, man, Jason does really good. Good job advertising live, love. I've lived it. She's helped me. Changed me and my wife's life. I'll forever be grateful. 901-625-5200. Let her see if she can change your life. 625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. When I saw this story, I said, what? Memphis Business Academy football coach charged in drug conspiracy from Jody Callahan. Who I used to work with, by the way, over the Commercial Appeal. Former colleague.
Whoa.
Now over at the Daily Memphian. He has this story over at DailyMemphian.com. If you have not seen it, here's what it says. A Memphis high school football coach has been charged in a drug sting that led to the arrest of 20 people, including four.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.